World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. 15th day of November 2024, show number 2586, if you can believe that, huh? Can you believe that? And I was just sitting here thinking, I see some new faces that have popped in here today. And I got to tell you something, that really blesses me. It really does. When I started the show 2586 shows ago, I had no idea where this thing was going to go. But I just wonder, just off the top of my head, if somebody would say, Coach, Dave, to be honest with you, this show has changed my life. Would anybody have to say, yep, that's me. I'm going to wait a minute. Say, Coach, yep, this has changed
that's
my
me.
Life.
That's me.
Anybody else? Come on, be honest.
Cowboys,
that's me, Coach. Amen.
That's Amen. Me. Amen. So that's what we want, right?
Amen.
Amen. We want to engage you. It's not about Coach Dave and Coach Dave Live and what Coach Dave thinks. I look up here at the names. I can't believe as I run across there. See, they're all on my screen right now. I can see faces. Not all of them. But I can see a lot of the faces here. And I can point, why, his life's different. His life's different. Why, his life's different. What do we mean his life's different? He's engaging with his faith for the first time. Some of us have been in church our whole lives and never knew there was something we were supposed to do outside the church. And I just look at some of the great things that are going on and say, wow, what a wonderful. Look, I see Cowboy Dave standing down there. And I want to say this right at the top of the show. Hey, Cowboy, I don't know if you can get in here real quick. I got a couple emails yesterday. They need help down there, don't they, Dave? They need help down there.
There's now, I'm standing out this morning letting these people know that they're honored. The Bible says to show honor where honor's due. So every morning I greet him with a hat raised and big smile and a Jesus expression. But they just opened up base camp that are very primitive, that are begging for volunteers and supplies. So these are new sites that need everything from people to cook, from people to clean, from people to encourage. So it's happening, and America's responding. I know the people watching this are eager. So just wait upon the Lord. The timing is in front of us. There's no hurry. If you can't make it for a month, if you can't make it for 2 weeks, if you can't make it for 2 months, the first year, it'll be just like you came today. So let the Lord lead you.
Amen. Amen. A couple. Some of you can give a couple days to go down. Look at me. It will change your life. If you would just get in a car and drive down where I drove last week, it will change your life. You look around and say, oh, my God. We have no idea what those folks are dealing with. So we're trying to put together some more trips down there, and Gary's working on it. Ray, get that crew up in Wisconsin. Get them out here, and let's get them involved. We're going to take communion here in a minute. Okay, we're going to take communion. I'm going to try to have a topical discussion today, not so much what I think. I want to get you involved, but I got a couple things I got to throw on the table real quick. Jeff Klein's got his hand up. Go, Jeff.
This will go along with Cowboy Dave. I talked to him yesterday. I have a pastor and his wife going to drop ship $1,000 worth of these little solar things to charge phones and stuff. They're going to drop ship them at his address. Then Dave Culberson, the realtor, come in that's been rounding up a lot of stuff. He's made two trips down. And guess what city he went to? Oswinosa, two times. He said, JC, that stuff I give you, $1,700 worth of stuff, can I stop and grab it? I'm going back to Oswinosa. I said, hey, do you know where the gas station is and the pizza shop? He said, yeah, it's right by that Harley Davidson shop. I know exactly. I said, you got to go there and meet Cowboy Dave. So he took a picture of your newsletter on my desk of Cowboy Dave and all that. He said, I'm going to share this with everybody, and I'm going to go see Cowboy Dave when we get down there.
Amen. Amen. Great work, Jeff, and God bless you for everything that you do. Hey, folks, I'm going to give you, we're going to go do some communion here with Joe. Here's what I'm going to talk about today. You ready? Bible warns us very, very specifically that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And we are. We're going to get into that a little bit here today, what his devices are and what we're supposed to be doing about it. But I'm going to turn it over to our buddy out there on the left coast, Joe Carrico. Joe, go ahead and brother and lead us in communion. Folks, if you don't have, go grab some communion, whether it be a cracker or water. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You do this in remembrance of him. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, as soon as producer puts it up.
Joe, go ahead and pray right now while he's putting it up.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We are so grateful for it. We're grateful that our lungs are full, that our hearts are beating, and that we're able to meet here on this, what a few years ago would have been deemed impossible technological miracle. And we come to you. We come to you asking for strength, asking for answers, for guidance, and asking you to help all those who are still trying to get back on their feet from these terrible storms that were brought in. And we ask that all those who can drive there and go find a way to do it, find, because there's so many needs there that need to be met. And we know that we can contribute. And help those that are there to have supernatural strength, determination, drive, problem-solving abilities, solution-oriented mindset, a mindset of brotherhood and sisterhood, helping each other. And we ask for guidance in our lives in these challenging times. We are grateful for the election and what happened there, Lord. But we know that is not the finish line, that is the starting line. And so help us to remember to be engaged. Remember not to let everybody else do everything. To remember to be responsible citizens and also to keep our radar on, because we know that our enemy has not given up. They don't play fair. They're going to do everything they can to get back in control. And some of us have health issues, Lord. And some of us have wounded souls. So we ask, when we take this meal, let it be the meal that heals, Lord. Let it help us heal our families that are stressed, our bodies that are stressed. And with those with career challenges, help it be, help the answer, the solution, the healing to come through this meal that heals, this remembrance that we are so grateful to have, that we can remember what you did for us so many years ago, and that we worship the only true God and the only begotten Son. And we still can't understand that, that we who believe in him shall not die, but will have everlasting life.
Thank you, Lord.
And so we ask you to bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to forgive our sins and transgressions as we come and so we come cleansed into your sight now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing
Amen.
That
Amen.
Patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man will one die, but peradventure for good men some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
What?
For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Thank you, Lord.
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Joe, I could spend a week right there on those few verses that you that is profound.
There's a lot of meat in that.
Yep. A lot of bread in that, brother.
Yeah. And it's not all milk. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can make me whole again.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I could go on and on, but I don't sing very well. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Look, I want to try to connect a couple dots here this morning if I can. And really, I want this to, I'd like to have kind of more of an open form than what we've had the last. I've been really hammering it all week. I did. And, I mean, I'm glad that we do, because it's, you know, it's information we need to know. But give and take is really, really important. I want to connect a couple dots here, okay? Because I've seen, I spent some time this morning. Are you looking at me? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not men. It's not men. It's not elected officials. It's not Republicans. That's not the answer to our problems. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not elections, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what this thing's about. And look, here's where I am. Stop it already. Stop it already. I can't tell you the number of emails I got saying, he's a Zionist. He's a Mason. He's a blah, blah, on and on and on. All of it may be true. It all may be true. But he's the president of the United States. And as I said over and over and over, if he is playing on the other team, we are screwed already. And I tried to show yesterday that he does not seem to be the enemy, doesn't seem to be our enemy. He doesn't seem to be. And the situation we're in now doesn't have to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with what we're going to do. What's the church going to do when he clearly has invited us in? And I look at my email and I get email after email after, look, he's a Mason. Look, he's a Zionist. Look, on and on. And all of it may be true. And ain't none of that got anything to do with me or you. Why? Because I serve the King of Kings. All power and authority has been given unto him, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age.
No.
So we don't even know when we win. We don't even recognize when we've caused a turnover. We don't even recognize it. Now, they hate Matt Gaetz, and they're going to do everything they can to keep Matt Gaetz out of office. Why? Because they must be afraid of that boy. That's all I can tell you. They must be afraid of that boy. Now, look, Satan works through men. Are you, huh? Satan works through men. His main weapons are what? I've said this over and over and over again. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh my. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh my. Those are his weapons. See, the Bible tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. But we better understand what his weapons are. Because if we don't understand what his weapons are, we don't know how to counter it. We have been blocked by lies, deception, and fear. From our pulpits, from all of Christianity, when we're told that we're to occupy till he comes, and the church has refused to occupy. Somebody say amen, just so I know I got one friend out there. We would not be in the mess if the church occupied. Ooh. The one thing he told us to do, well, he told us a lot of things to do, was to occupy, and we haven't. We haven't occupied. We're in the mess we're in because we haven't occupied. Now, Donald Trump, I played it yesterday, invited the church in. He invited the church in. He held up a Bible. And then I get criticism from people saying, oh, my God, he did. It's awful because it's got the Declaration of Independence in it and it's got the Constitution in it. And oh, how could he do that to the Bible? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just absolutely unbelievable where people are, where people are. Now, why would he put the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution in the Bible? Because that's how this Bible is supposed to work in America, seems to me. Not putting the... Oh, anyway.
Boom.
Take a deep breath, Coach. Take a deep breath. So, I want you to think about this. How many evil men are there in Washington, D.C.? Anybody want to... I mean, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of employees in Washington, D.C. What percentage of those people in Washington, D.C. do you think are God-fearing, sold-out Christians? Anybody got a total? What percentage would it be? I mean, I couldn't even begin to guess.
75%?
It ain't very many. It ain't very many. And so Donald Trump, say what you want to about it. Oh, he's a Mason. Oh, look at that. He's a Zionist. Okay. He invited the church back in. Well, the church, is the church going to wait for Donald Trump to do everything? What happens if Donald Trump has a heart attack and dies next week? What happens? What happens? And what's being exposed to us all right now is how wicked those people in D.C. are. He can't find uncompromised men and women to serve in his cabinet. He can't find them. Because they're all compromised. They're owned by somebody, some lobbyist, the drug industry. They're all owned by somebody, right? They're all owned by somebody. And he ain't going to fix it, even if he's a Mason. It's an open opportunity for the body of Christ to engage in this battle. Play this. Number one, black lady. This black lady explaining why she voted for Trump. My wife heard this, says, you got to play that on the show. Go ahead, play that.
I'm getting a little tired of some Christians asking me why I voted for Donald Trump. Because I'm a Christian. That's why I voted for him. But now let me turn that same question back on you. You are a Christian. Why did you vote for Kamala Harris? You see, I didn't vote for Donald Trump for who he is. I voted for Donald Trump for who God is. See, he wasn't promoting the shedding of innocent blood at the AB clinic. The flesh. See, he wasn't promoting gender ideology or gender reassignment surgery. The flesh. See, he didn't open the borders for our children to get sex trafficked. The flesh. See, he wasn't taking the children's bread and giving it to somebody else. The flesh. You see, he wasn't pushing do as thy will with no responsibility. The flesh. See, he wasn't manipulating the people's minds with lies and propaganda through the left-wing media. The flesh. He didn't write a book and take a picture with the black help to make us think that he was black. The flesh. He wasn't into that principalities and powers and lying wonders. He just stood on the truth. What's really wrong with America? America's sick and it needs a healing. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. I'm getting a little...
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
And the distractions among Bible-believing Christians is just—it's staggering to me. Now, I'm not making light of Zionism, and I'm going to do a show on that. Just not going to do that today. I'm not making light of that. I'm not making light of the Masonic. I'm not making light of anything. Listen, folks, ain't none of that stuff that can block the power of God. Ain't none of it that can block the power of God, of His church getting engaged. Ain't none of it. And we're sitting around. And we're pointing out how he may have stumbled. He's not good here, and he's not good here, and you know he did this, and you know. Okay, are any of you guys clean? Are any? How clean would you be if you were a billionaire and could have anything you wanted? How clean would you be?
Boom.
He among you who is without sin, the Bible says, let him cast the first stone. And instead of us criticizing and pointing out all of his weaknesses, how many of you are spending the same amount of time praying that God would flow throughout this country in a way it's never flown? See, Donald Trump can't block the flow of God. In fact, God can use Donald Trump. He can actually use him.
Amen.
How do I know that? Because I've watched Randy Lunsford go and stake. I've watched the thing that Craig is going to stake. I've watched what men and women are doing on the ground, what God's people are doing, and I see fruit from it. But the average Christian, well, Coach, you going to say that? Yeah, I'm going to say that. The average Christian is so convinced we're going to be out of here, they want it to get worse. There, I said it. Somebody say amen. They want it to get
amen.
Worse.
Amen. 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 Come on. Yeah.
Yep, they want it to get worse so they can get out of here. Play Megan on Gates. Bill, there's a cuss word in here. Hold your ears. Megan, talking about, they don't want this Gates guy to be, they don't want him to be attorney general. Huh? Why? Why don't they all want him? Why are they all after him so bad? Huh? Why are they after him? Oh, go ahead, play it.
Hold if your you ears, are Donald Trump. And your chosen attorney general has turned you over to Robert Mueller, who then ruined your first term as president with a bunch of bullshit. Then you leave office and the next guy's attorney general is behind not one, but two criminal prosecutions of you. And his DOJ is cooperating with not one, but two state prosecutions of you in a bridge that's never been crossed in our 250-year history as a nation, then I, too, might prize loyalty to me above all other qualities and go with a guy like Matt Gaetz. Who can blame Trump for trying to pick the most loyal soldier he can find for this position?
They hate Matt Gaetz. If you guys remember, Matt Gaetz was at the heart of fighting, pushing him back against all this darkness. They hated him in the Republican Party. They hate him. Why? Because he doesn't play the company game. He doesn't play it. And I don't know about you. I'd love to see. Can you imagine a guy like Matt? Folks, Merrick Garland. Can you imagine Matt Gaetz turning the Justice Department on Merrick Garland, huh? Can you imagine actually rooting out some of this wickedness in high places that we've seen going on?
Amen.
By the way, is he a Zionist? I don't know. That's a whole nother issue, huh? Are you kidding me? I'm just trying to show you how we are so lies, deception, and fear, how we are so programmed by those around us without the ability to see the truth. I have some great concerns with Donald Trump. Is he a Mason? Probably was. Probably was. Is he a Zionist? Well, I know this. A lot of people he's pointing to office are Zionists. Is Israel controlling what's going on in America? Well, I could show you a lot of evidence. It sure looks like it is. Sure does look like it. But Donald J. Trump invited the church back into America. So the question isn't the Zionists or the Masons or any of that. It's what are you going to do? What am I going to do? What's the church going to do with an open door back into our government? Posting of the Ten Commandments, Bible reading back in school. Can you see what he's opened the door for us to do? But we sit around and say, oh, no, no, he's a Mason. That guy's a Mason. Maybe he is. Can Beelzebub cast out Beelzebub? I think the Bible says, no, he can't do that. Okay, I've gone 25 minutes. I promised I wasn't going to do that. I got more stuff. Go ahead, Trump. Mark Trump. Not Donald. Go ahead, Mark.
Just wonder it. I'm just wondering if we are a captured nation from an offshore entity, whether it be the international bankers, you know, China buying everything or running everything, Israel, you got the whole consortium in the Ukraine still, that's part of our intelligence. So we basically have all of these offshore, Britain, our law is ran from Britain. We got Rome, the Pope, our religions, one world religion. So if we are truly a captured nation, it's kind of like in prison, Coach. What happens whenever your side appoints somebody to be in charge of your little group in prison?
Mm.
That's all these world leaders do, is they appoint somebody in a captured nation. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
Now, there's a chance that we could lead our way out of this captured nation, but it's all contracted. Right. We have signed up and volunteered to be a part of this government in our Social Security tax workforce, et cetera. So we're captured. We are in a prison called America. And we got to look at it that way because our expectations will be too high for a president. He's captured, too. He's in this nation, too, whoever it is. They're being driven and ran like pawns on a chessboard in America. There's some pawns in Africa and some over in England. But that's what the way I see it until we have our own country. We don't have our own country. The border's open, Coach. Somebody's doing that. It's not us. It's everyone outside us. What happened when Elon Musk said something about Soros? He got all mad. So what's up with all this stuff with Soros and the rest of the world controlling America? How much control does our president have?
It's a great question. And he opened the door to Almighty God to be in control the way I see it, Mark. And then I get emails from people and they say, how can you support Trump? And they give me 50 reasons why I shouldn't support him. 50 of them, right? And they're all somewhat valid, I guess. And then I just ask him a simple question. Are you paying taxes? Are you paying taxes? You mean to tell me our government's murdering babies? They're teaching our kids to cut off their dingers. We're teaching all kinds of wickedness. And you're paying taxes to that government? Hey, dude, until you stop paying taxes to the government and get everybody you know to stop paying taxes, stop talking to me about who I'm supporting in the office. You understand we're all complicit in this? You understand every time you pay a tax dollar that it's trafficking children? Huh? Well, I ain't voting for him. I'm too righteous and too old. Well, then stop paying taxes. Stop paying taxes and tell everybody you stop paying taxes. You ain't going to do that. You know what's going to happen? Are you sitting there? Income tax is going away, baby. It's going away. Income tax is going away.
Boom.
Yeah. Can I tell you what else is going to happen, boys and girls? Matt Gaetz is going to go after the wicked people, not after the righteous people. Look at a J6ers locked up in jail. Huh? I want Matt Gaetz to do that to the other side. That's what I want. I want Matt Gaetz to do that to the real criminals. You can't open your eyes and see what's good. The battle that's going on here is not a political battle. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle. They've seized control of the mind of Americans. What are we supposed to do? Take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring it to captivity to the obedience of Christ. And the church doesn't even do that. Right? We see a problem, we pray against it. We ought to be praying against it. We ought to be confronting it. We ought to be doing something about it. No, no, no. What's happening? Those Masons. It's unbelievable.
Amen.
The Masons are only in control because the church ran and hid. Come on in, Clint.
Coach, have you ever had a team that tried to find every way they could to lose?
Amen.
Okay, I'm appalled that you would get emails about Trump and everything that you've been saying. But you know, victory's been handed to us, and the church is finding ways to lose. And I'll just tell you this: if Jesus Himself was elected president, there would be some people that would not like it because Jesus.
Well, he'd be a Zionist, wouldn't he? Boy, he'd be a Zionist.
He didn't satisfy everybody, did he? And that's why the church struggles so much is because of people that like that would send you emails about Trump. I mean, we had two choices: Harris or Trump. Which one are you going to pick? The victory's handed to us. Don't try to lose.
I
agree.
Yeah, it's like we can't wait to fumble. We want to trade our quarterback. We could just win if we had a different quarterback. Then we get one. Say, oh, he's not a good one. We want another quarterback, and nobody knows who that quarterback would be. It was Harris or it was Trump, and Trump clearly won. And the church, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Mark, come on in, Mark.
All right. So, Mark Trump, I agree with what you said. However, just a reminder, it's we the people that are in control, at least by the Constitution. And the writers of the Constitution knew that the church was foundational to the framework of the nation. And so we the people or the church is included in we the people. If we've got an open door, let's go in the open door. Behold, amen. I stand at the door and knock. Amen. Open. Open.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Mark.
And so they appoint Robert F. Kennedy to the Department of Health and Human Services, and he wants to destroy it. And there are people who are criticizing, oh, they shouldn't have put him there. Oh, I'm telling you, we are freaking, we're our own worst enemy. Come on in, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Coach. As you're talking this morning, I'm just being reminded, Coach, that the church forgot to be thankful for what we have been given.
Amen, baby.
Donald Trump, you said it last week. I believe you said it the week before. He might not be a man of God, but he's God's man.
That's right.
We need to be thankful that he won and not Kamala. We need to be thankful that for whatever reason, he's the one that's going to be in the White House and God can work with him and through him. And that's all I got, Coach.
Amen, baby. Amen. Roger.
Yeah, Coach, you hit the nail on the head.
Thanks.
I think that what we're looking at is God is using Donald Trump to open the door. You know, the Lord opens doors that no man can shut. That's right, what he's doing. And I think that here's what I think. I believe that if the people of God who wear the name Jesus, and if they're truly believe and truly saved, they're going to be willing to take up their mantle and go out and serve the Lord in this time. If we don't, if God uses Trump to give us this place of an open door, he will judge America.
Listen, Roger, Trump is the battering ram. Don't you guys see it?
Yeah.
Don't you see it? He's the battering ram to blow this whole thing up. Is the church going to pick up the mantle and run with it? That's the question. It ain't about Trump.
Yeah.
It isn't about Trump. Open your eyes and see the opportunity, church, that we have. Jack, come on in.
His only duty is not to resist our effort. That's it.
Say it again, Jack.
His only requirement, his only duty is not to resist our effort. It's up to us.
That's right.
He does nothing, we win.
That's right. That's right.
But it's up to us.
Somebody help me out. Did he say, church, come on in? Did he hold up a Bible and say, this is the new Bible? This is. Did he say that or not? What the hell is wrong with Christians that they can't see it? Boom. Oh, I get it. Oh, he's an infiltrator. He doesn't really believe it. He's a Satanist. He's a Mason. Oh, he's a Zionist. I'm telling you. It almost causes me a stroke. Some of the crap that I hear. Mark Trump, come on in.
All right, in chat, Coach, you ask an interesting question. Would Jesus be a Zionist? Or did he put an end to Zionism?
He did, brother.
Look at the chat. There is neither Jew nor Greek. Why aren't we that way, where there is no more Jew or Greek or Gentile or male or female, mm-hmm. right? Even there's gender. There's neither male nor female. Maybe that's where the LGBT are getting off on all these other genders, because there's neither male nor female. See what I mean, Coach?
I mean,
I'm with you. I don't know if you'd be Mark, Zionist or not.
Mark, can I tell you the truth? Mm-hmm. Of course I can. It's the church that promotes Zionism, not Donald Trump. The church is doing it. Church
promotes equality in the body. You can't have a Jew arm and a Christian hand. It doesn't work that way in the body. We're with Jesus.
Here come the emails. Huh? I'm not going to get in there. I'm going to tell you this. Benjamin Netanyahu hates Christ. Sorry, boys and girls. Sorry. Laura Ann, come on in.
Okay, so buckle up. My heart hurts. It's broken because the church is not about the ministry of Jesus Christ. There is so much church hurt based on just the reflection of those emails that you're getting. Who is anybody to judge whether or not Donald Trump is saved or not? The man is literally, when was the last time did you see a sitting president stand up there with the Bible? And the problem is that these last two generations, none of them have read the Constitution. None of them even know what the Declaration of Independence is. They don't know what their Bill of Rights are, so that's why they're running around with their chicken with their heads cut off. And all of you people that are sending these ridiculous emails, you're going along with these kids being carved up, put up, shut up, and castorized so that there are no more generations, and you're aligning with Satan. So you are the accuser of the brethren in the church, and you're aligning with Satan instead of going to God and praying and thanking him for what has been done. Because in the last 10 days, there has been a spirit of heaviness that has been lifted off this nation that has gone Amen. Around the world and praising the Almighty Jesus Christ, God of the living hope. And stop bearing hopelessness and being like Satan, your father, and being spewing out curses instead of standing in the. Oh, I'm so mad. The joy of the strength is the strength of the Lord is my joy. Why is there no joy? Why is there only criticism? This is a platform, finally, that brings hope. And this is finally a platform that has a man that's willing to stand up and lead and be a spiritual father, because spiritual fathers have left the building.
Woo. Amen. Hey,
Spencer. Amen.
Spencer, bring up piety. Amen. Go to website.
Amen. Bring up
piety. Piety. P-I-E-T-Y. Piety. Piety in principle is a compound of veneration, reverence, the supreme being, blah, 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 blah. Piety, that's not what I'm looking for. Screw on. Reverent, no, that's not. Piety is this. Hey, Spencer, look it up in just the old, just go to dictionary.com. Because, folks, this is what it used to be, see? The words change. What is piety today? But piety is what? Is reverence for God or devout fulfillment of religious obligations. In other words, people who are pious are legalistic. They're legalistic, and they look holy and righteous, but they're pious. They're pious. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof from such men. Oh, this is good, isn't it? This is so good. And I hope I'm kicking some of you right in the shin or whatever it is. Makes me want to barf. Randy, go ahead.
Yeah, Coach. It is we the people. Okay, it isn't we the president. It isn't right. anybody anything else. It's we the people.
And he invited us in. He invited the church in.
So, yeah. Amen, Coach. I see it. I get it. And everyone should, but they don't. But, Coach, we the people must be a righteous people, okay? Because if Proverbs 29:2 says that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, and when the wicked rule, the people are, they mourn. So the righteous people, we're the fix, Coach. We are the fix. Donald Trump opened the door so that we could be the fix, the righteous people, the church. That's the church.
I can't believe how many people can't see it. I just can't believe. It's like we think the president's king. I think he's king. You know what we're finding out? You know why he can't get his agenda through? Because those who are in Washington, D.C., who carry the name Republican, they're not. Folks, it's a one-party rule in D.C. Yin and yang, back and forth. They give the appearance that they're fighting each other, but they're really not. They're really not. And they hate MAGA because MAGA represents a party that wants to tear down the Republican Party. And the Republican Party doesn't want that because it's a one-party system that's going on. It is a swamp.
Coach, so you're right. The only identity is we are a righteous people under Christ the King. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. That's it. Don't even go anywhere else. Don't say Baptist. Don't say Republican. Don't say anything else. Don't identify with nothing else. Just that.
Hey, Randy, help me out here. Somebody help me out here. What do you think the percentage of people locked up in the gulag are who are Christians? What do you suppose that number would be?
Nearly 100.
What would we be doing in America today if they were Jews? If it was all Jews locked up, what would we be doing in America today if it was all blacks that are locked up? Isn't it kind of odd that it's all Christians that are locked up? And is the church barking about that at all? Are they saying anything about that at all? No, no. Why? Because the freaking church thinks they deserve it. I've never seen anything like it in my life, ever, ever. Craig, come on in.
Well, I don't know if Spencer can pull up that email I gave him. I can read, Coach. Anyways, you know, when a ship goes through a harbor, sometimes it takes a little while for the wake to hit the shore. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I got to thinking the other day, I was like, you know, I wonder what these the climate talks always happen around this time. I said, gee, I wonder what's going on with that. So I kind of put this together here, and they're meeting right now. So, you know, John Kerry was our representative, right, for these climate talks, but now we got John Podesta. So anyways, now that Trump has come in, these guys, right, are really in kind of bad shape here. So I thought I just would highlight a couple things, you know. Come on down a little bit there, Spence, there. He says, anxieties are brewing among diplomats gathering in the Azerbaijan capital here. Trump has vowed to pull the United States out of the Paris climate. Remember who put us in there? Obama, right? 2015. Yeah. So he's pulling us out with that. Then you go down here, Podesta.
John Podesta. Can you believe it? John Podesta.
Really? The guy that goes into parties where they're like eating human flesh and spirit cooking and all that. He is the representative from John Kerry. Now, so you can come down here, and it just, you know, it basically just, I'm just go down a little bit. Now look at this here, new leaders, right? They're not even coming here. It's lackluster. Come on down. Okay. A number of leaders that were scheduled, they even pulled out, right? The German chancellor, the prime minister.
Hey, Craig, let me stop you. Why are they pulling out, Craig?
Well, because the whole climate of the world has changed when Trump came in.
And Trump's going to pull the plug on all that crap, isn't he?
Right. So this little picture here.
The writing on the wall. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we know what California is, but come down a little bit further. That little picture there, that's the flag in Los Angeles, California, at a petro field, okay? But this is what I want to tie in here, Coach. Well, there we go. What happened here? What happened? Do we remember last year?
Wow.
Oh, that was a prayer of resistance. Remember we did that?
Wow. I forgot it. November 27th, 2023. Mr. Numbers comes through again.
And do you remember what happened? The Pope, he was supposed to go, but he got sick. King Charles was this was his big tie-in, but what happened? There was this big thing about the royal house being racist and all this other stuff, okay? And John Kerry farted live on TV.
That's right, he did.
So that was 2023. All right, there's a little picture there. Okay, so let's go down to the next year. Oh, there's Liberty Action Network again, right on top of it.
November 7th.
They're going to go and they're going to, what, put 10 commandments on the wrong Mount Sinai. They figured that. They thought it was in Egypt. It's over in Saudi Arabia. But anyways, they tried. Well, what happened there? There were sewage backups in the streets. The signage, people couldn't even go to the right thing because the infrastructure, they had signs taking them to the wrong buildings. And what I'm just trying to say is God's church was involved because guess what? We were in prayer about it.
Unbelievable.
Sometimes it takes a little bit time for the ship to go through the harbor to see the waves on the shore, but you got to be faithful.
Great illustration, man. Great illustration, Craig. Oh, my! Thank God for Mr. Numbers, huh? Thank God for him. So I'm gonna pull this one up. I want to see. Hang on, Spence. I got on the other page here. Pull up, Coach. Where is it, Spencer? I lost my. Where the heck? Oh, it's over here. Bear with me a second. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. Hang on. What am I looking for? This. I want to play this for you real quick. Spencer, I sent it to you. Pull up number two. Did you guys read my commentary? Did I read my commentary yesterday on the show? I did, didn't I? About Donald Trump murdered the mainstream media. Do you remember that? Yes, you did. Did I read that yesterday? I mean, I wrote it yesterday.
Yes,
I think I read it on the show. And, you know, it's amazing because I thought it was one of the most profound ones I've ever written and it got very little traction. But I wonder if Donald Trump's son read my commentary. Scroll down and play this. It's about 2 minutes. This is Eric Trump. Eric Trump. And see, you tell me if you think he read something about me, about us murdering, Donald Trump murdering the mainstream media. Let's see what he says. Go.
Is also the credibility. And listen, my father won the popular vote by, what, 5 million votes? The largest electoral college, you know, victory in, what, 50, 60 years in this country. And clearly he had a media that was 98% against him every single day. And by the way, Sean, let me just remind you, this is the same media that we as a family knew so well. You see Joe and Mika on MSNBC every single morning, and they're trashing him every morning. I mean, they used to spend half the weekends at Mar-a-Lago. They were there all the time with my father, right? This is Oprah. Oprah, another person who used to love going to Mar-a-Lago, Erin Burnett, right? Same thing, was always, you know, always around. We'd have lunch with her in Trump Tower all the time. The Anderson Coopers, the Don Lemons. I mean, we literally knew them all, and they loved us, right? They loved us. Donnie Deutsch, he was begging to be on The Apprentice. They loved us until my father decided to go down that escalator, and then like this, it all changed, right? It just all changed. It was a pile-on. All day, every single day, they knew his heart and soul. They knew us as a family. They were friends of ours. And it all changed when he went down that escalator. But clearly, they got the American people wrong because no matter how bad their coverage was, my father had maybe the most decisive victory in the history of American politics. And so I think the media has, you know, a lot of inward reflection to do. I'm not actually sure if they're capable of doing it because they are elitist and, you know, they pretend to be smarter than everybody else, and what they say goes, right? And we've seen that for years and years and years. But I do think that the media in this country has less credibility than it's ever had before. You know, hence Amen. The reason that the podcasts are doing so well, hence the reason that Joe Rogan's doing so well, hence the reason when my father goes on with Elon Musk on Twitter Spaces, he had 2.1 billion total impressions, you know, from that. I mean, the landscape of the media is changing drastically because the American people do not trust them.
Yeah, they
Amen.
Don't.
The murder of the mainstream media. That is the greatest accomplishment that Donald Trump has had. And nobody's watching the mainstream media anymore. They're an echo chamber talking to themselves, and everybody else is going to watching podcasts and Coach Dave Live. And you get it, right? You get it. This is the largest explosion in the history of American politics is the mainstream media is basically They have no impact anymore, folks. They have no impact. And I can't tell you, the last time I sat in my, I couldn't find on my TV, Fox News, see, I couldn't find those if I tried. I can't tell you the last time I watched any kind of media on television Everything I find online. Because why? It's uncensored and it's the truth. And Donald Trump, when he stood that first, in that first thing he had, he said, you're the fake news. You guys remember that? You remember his stand? He pointed out, you guys are fake news. You guys are fake news. And it never, ever, and never stopped. People now see it. Amen. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, so for the last 4 years, no, but I mean, them J6ers been sitting in there. A lot of innocent.
It's unbelievable.
So now all of a sudden, they arrest Pastor Bill, put him in prison. Now all of a sudden, they put the pro-lifers in prison. Some great Christian people. So here's my question. Who else is going to help get them J6ers and them Christian pro-lifers out? Nobody but Trump. That's our only hope. So here's what I'm going to do real quick. Take me a minute. This is a letter from Pastor Bill, just so people, this will hit home a little bit, what he just wrote me the other day. Title at the top of his letter says, let justice prevail. That's Pastor Bill. He says, hello, Brother Baldy. Hi, JC. I'm so glad to hear from you. I was thinking about you on multiple occasions, wondering why hasn't JC written me? I figured it out. You were afraid of the consequences of association with a felon pastor. LOL. I hope you and Mary Jane are doing well. Everybody's healthy. I'm serving Jesus with a smile and letting this little light of mine shine in this very dark place. Great needs. My cellmate, Robert, gave his life to Jesus on election night. We were locked in our cells for 74 hours. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit was locked in with us, and my cellmate couldn't get away. Praise Jesus. I'm still pinned down in FDC in Philadelphia. Not a good place to be detained. Trust me. You need to praise Jesus. You are not with me. This is an experience like no other, but I'm holding my own thanks to the Lord and making a difference in some people's lives. I'm hoping to get transferred out soon. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go to Elkin, Ohio. I'm told so. My recommendation is home with a monitor until my pardon. Amen.
Amen.
Pray about that, please.
Pray that.
But Mary,
Lord, right now, Father, we want justice to roll down like a mighty river, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We want favor for Pastor Bill Dunphy and that they move him home with a monitor. We claim that in Jesus' name.
Amen. He says, put Mary
Amen.
Jane. He says, put Mary Jane on it. It will probably happen, okay? Amen. Thanks for getting my info into the hands of Marino and Trump Jr. That means a lot to me. And now what needs to be done is, number one, call your state representatives and don't take sorry for an answer. Number two, call U.S. congressmen and senators, especially Vance's office. Make them aware of my imposition imprisonment situation and my medical situation. Demand I be transferred and pardoned. Number three, contact RNC state chair and local chairs. I'm told this is who Trump is going to work through. Number four, contact Ohio Brett. He claimed to have a contact one person away from Trump. Use that contact. Number five, most importantly, pray, 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 fast, fast, fast for my release. I'm glad the Trump stuff produced some income for you. I love you both and miss you very much. Lord willing, I will be home by my birthday. And the last little note, he says, I would rather not have went to prison. Also, keep praying for all the release of all J6ers and pro-lifers. Amen. Stay on the firing line. That's Pastor Bill.
And bloom where you're planted, baby. Bloom where you're planted. We don't always like where we are. Hi, Brett. Come on in, Brett.
Hey, Coach, man, what a locker room today. Look what this team has done. We're on your coaching tree. And I did talk to Bill Dunphy's wife yesterday, and yes, we're on it. But I'm just only one man. I can connect others to help and then encourage him to take action. Be encouraged today. This locker room, praise God. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Thank you, Coach.
Amen. So listen, Jeff, or somebody, get a list of that list he gave you of people we should contact, and let's make it an attempt on the Liberty Action Network to get that kind. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. The squeaky
Amen.
Adam.
Hey, Coach, I don't know if you saw in the paper this morning or on the news this morning, but the Democrats are spending every penny that they have right now because they know that when Trump gets in, he's going to put a stop to it. So there's this morning, it was reported that they're sending so many millions of dollars over to the Ukraine, even though Trump is already working behind the scenes to stop the war over there. So again, I just want to reiterate from what you were saying earlier, we need to be thankful to the Lord that Donald Trump won and that he's going to be our president.
Folks, I'm thankful. Unless we quit making it about personalities, he is a vehicle. Hey, Spencer, see if you can find that picture of Donald Trump holding the video I played yesterday of Donald Trump holding a Bible. Obama didn't do that. George Bush didn't do that. Biden didn't do that. Folks, it's an open invitation to the church. He ain't Pope. He may not even be a Christian, but he's opening the door. Come on in. Come on in, church. Come on in, church. We can't go to, we're going to get raptured out of here. We got to hope it gets worse. No, we can't pray that, oh my goodness, that America would rise from the like a phoenix from the ashes. No, we can't pray for that. We got to get raptured out of here. We want it worse. Oh, maybe Israel will get blown up and then we'll get out. It's unbelievable, the mindset of Christians. I'm telling you, Craig.
Well, I put in a chat at 7:54. There's a video, YouTube, of Matt Gaetz in front of the J6ers in DC jail. Remember when we went to that corner?
Yep, we did, I did.
So you can, Spencer could pull it up for a minute if you want to play a minute or two.
They don't want Matt Gaetz because he's going to expose these bastards. Do you understand it, folks? Both, his own team doesn't want him because he is going to expose some stuff they don't want exposed.
Yeah. Him and Mary, the lady, Green, they went to the jail. They went to the DC jail. Okay. See, that's where we were at, right? So that's him right there.
Look at that, folks. Look at that, huh? Do you know that he resigned? Do you know why he resigned? He resigned his position in the House because he didn't want the House committee to have any power or authority over him. He doesn't care anymore. So Donald Trump has hired a henchman, if you want me to be honest with you, somebody who knows the corruption, knows what's going on, and all of D.C. is having a stroke. Why? Because it's dark. Connections are so friggin' deep. Last thing they want is a guy like him. Go ahead, Ralph.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ralph from Lima. Hey, Coach, how many folds in a flag?
Say it again.
How many folds in a flag?
How many folds in a flag? I don't know.
13.
All right.
How many colonies did we have?
13.
Hey, how about that? How did God open the door? He came. He brought the people from England and North Europe get away from England.
Breaking, you broke up. Yeah, folks, I get it. Look, we are in. If we're around for another 5,000 years, they're going to be writing about the time in which we find ourselves right now. Right now, because what's under assault, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, what happens to the world if America falls into darkness? What happens to it? And I'm going to tell you something. Some of you aren't going to like this. That's your theology. That's a lot of you out there. That's your theology. That it's only going to get worse. And I've been saying for how long, sun's coming up, sun's coming up. Bible says no man knows the day or the hour. Nobody knows when that comes. Oh, yeah, we can look at the signs. We can look at the I could have looked at a lot of signs over the past four. Late great planet Earth. Late great planet. Hal Lindsey told us 1988. Coming in 1988, Hal Lindsey told us. How many years ago was that? Get your eyes off of the bad and let's start working on the good. Because if we focus on the bad, it will give us a reason. I went down to the flood, the hurricane down there in Carolinas. And I'm thinking, if I lived in one of these houses, I would say, oh, man, I can never clean this up. That's the American church. We can't clean this up. Lord, come on back, will you? Come on, hey, come on back here. I can't clean all this mess up. Come on back, please, please. It's only going to get muddier. It's only going to get more floods. It's only going to get more. Bible tells us this, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I want to ask you something. Are you seeking the Lord for the blessing and the restoration of righteousness in America? Or are you standing and believing for an evacuation? Can't have it both ways. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.